Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I am excited to meet beautiful Maeve Riley. And you've seen her on Instagram as Style Maeve. And Maeve, tell me all about your awesome career. How'd you get into styling? How do you style? How did you get known for styling some of the most beautiful women in the world?
Oh my God, that's so many questions. Well, let's see. I started when I was 17 years old, so I've been at this for 16 years. And, you know, it's taken me a really, really long time to get where I'm at, and a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, like nonstop.
Okay, wait. So 17, you started at 17 being a stylist.
I started, you know, as an intern, you know, and worked my way from the very, very bottom to where I am now. And
when, who did you intern for?
I worked on a TV show for a stylist called Laura Solon in New York. I started in New York, and I moved to LA 10 years ago. So I did about 6-7 years in New York, and then I've been here for 10.
Uh-huh.
And the biggest thing I probably did as an assistant was I worked for Robin Marielle, who at the time styled Rihanna, and it was like my dream job. It was the people that I just admired the most, and I basically just banged their door down until they agreed to meet with me and hire me.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, and they did. We had a mutual friend that got me in the door. So always, you know, I always tell people to, like, utilize, you know, knowing someone really helps.
It does. This generation, by the way, does not believe that, because, like, I have kids that are 20, and I'm like, okay, guys, I can help you. Just put it out there. Phone them, DM them, send your resume, show up outside their office, and they're like, doesn't work like that, Mom.
I, like, definitely will take someone more seriously if I know someone who, you know, knows them or comes recommended or, you know, something like that. I think it definitely helps, and
if they're a go-getter and they're willing to knock down your door, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a lot of interns do really interesting ways, different things to get my attention, which I really appreciate.
Wait, like what? What's a good intern technique?
I'm obsessed with Blue Bottle Coffee. I tell this story all the time. Uh-huh. I post about it. You know, like, everyone knows I love Blue Bottle. And this intern found our address and stopped over with her resume and a Blue Bottle gift card for, you know, one cup of coffee. It wasn't like she was totally bribing me, but, you know, that gesture of, like, I'm thinking about you and paying attention to who you are, you know, was really thoughtful, and it set her apart, and we hired her, and she's been working with us now for like a couple of months.
That's so cool. Okay, I have to tell you, in med school, I used to have to want to get the surgery rotation in the order I wanted it. And I would go to the coordinator, and I'd bring her a Diet Coke and peanut M&Ms.
Exactly.
And then I'd get the rotations in the order I wanted them.
Exactly.
And that always worked.
It's just like, you know, it's nice to be, like, thought of.
It really is.
I guess that's the best way to put it.
And I think people don't realize, like, when you said you started at 17 and it's taken, like, 20 years of hard work to get where you got.
Yeah.
Like, people think that you're just an overnight, like, miracle, but
that's
literally it's 20 years.
That's the problem with this younger generation. I really think they're very lazy, if I'm being honest. And
I like that you said that, not me, because I say ditto.
I mean it.
And I love my TikTokers, and this generation is so awesome. It's important. Like, I work nonstop. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
We never get a chance to take care of ourselves.
Right.
And it's so hard to find young people who are willing to invest that level of, like, give it all you got while you got it.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Tired.
Yes. Carmen's here talking too. Carmen, what was your question? So we were asking her, like, how did you get into styling? Okay. And then at age 17, to be so brave, to be, like, working with Rihanna and people like that.
Yeah, I think I was like 20 by the time I found them, but still, it was definitely like got thrown to the wolves and had to learn quick, you know?
The hard way.
Definitely the hard way.
What are some horror stories of, like, when you needed to get an outfit somewhere and it didn't quite happen? Can we hear one crazy story?
Oh my God.
You must have a million.
I have a million of these stories, like, you know, something missed, like the FedEx cut off. I mean, I've put people on planes, you know? Like, I've definitely, like,
to get the outfit at the right time to the right location. Yes.
I've definitely put people on planes. I've definitely, like, you know, knew a friend was flying to New York and I needed them to bring something. We've, you know, definitely done, like, kind of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think. We've had, like, you know, crazy shit happen.
Red carpet moments.
we've had zippers break, you know, on the way. We were just joking with my client Sierra. Her zipper broke on the way to a fashion show, and my assistant had to get in the car and zip and like sew her into it in a moving vehicle.
So you have to be good at sewing to do what you do.
Yeah, you gotta have a couple like minor skills. We mostly have tailors who do all that kind of stuff, but you definitely need to know how to sew and like, you know, little things.
Yeah.
For the emergency moments.
In a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to staple a hem in the past because, you know,
yeah,
stapler.
You do what you gotta do.
And how do you stay inspired in terms of being creative all the time? That's got to be so much pressure. I have a hard time choosing what outfit to wear. Just like, I love to wear scrubs because I don't have to think about it.
I love to wear sweats. I started a sweatpant company that actually comes out in a couple weeks.
Oh, cool. Tell me about it.
It's called the Local Love Club. It's like just, you know, really cozy cut and sew sweats with a message about spreading love and kindness.
That's so nice.
I think it's really important in the world we live in, and the internet is so scary and so dark, and I just really wanted to bring some positivity into the world.
So what's the name of the company going to be?
It's called the Local Love Club.
Uh-huh. And then what do they look like, the sweats?
Well, we have 7 different styles to start, 3 different colors, black, beige, and like a really beautiful mint green. And they all have different graphics. One of them, my favorite one, says, "Thank you for being kind."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you are really an entrepreneur, too. So now you have merch.
Yeah, we've got it all.
What are your biggest challenges working with the most uber beautiful people?
It's crazy. I'm in a place now. It's not really challenging anymore. It's like, it's exciting. And
can we say some of the names of people you style? I'm sure it's publicly known.
Yeah, I work with Hailey Bieber, and I work with the D'Amelio sisters, and Megan Fox, and Sierra, and I'm probably mostly known for, you know, being Hailey's stylist, but I don't think it's challenging. Like, I love it so much that it feels like...
That's what you do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, obviously, challenging things happen.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, shit happens, but...
But people judge. I'm sure people judge your outfit choice and your selection.
Yeah,
that's
that
good.
Doesn't bother me at
you
all.
Have to have a thick skin, I guess. We got to meet Charlie. She came into the office.
Oh, she did?
She's so super cute. Yeah, she's really adorable.
Do?
Just beautiful skin, you know, a nice acne facial. She's so super natural. And
I love that.
Yeah. But I would think it would be pressure just in terms of choosing what people have to wear.
I mean, there's pressure, but it's not, like, I don't know, I guess I'm just so used to it now that, I don't know, it's just, like, what we do, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think, and truthfully, we don't often, people really kind of love what we do, if I'm being honest.
What do you forecast for trends now that people are coming out of the pandemic? I feel like there's going to be this whole renaissance of beauty and just wanting to have a rebirth of, like, waking up.
I think that people are going to get dressed, you know,
to the max.
We're gonna see heels and looks. I think we're going to see people really want to put their clothes on, you know.
I want to.
I'm ready. I know my girls are ready. So,
like sexy summer stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And once it's safe not to wear masks, you know, masks like really kind of ruin an outfit, if I'm being honest. I hate to say that because obviously we need them and it's important, but you know, it's like you don't want to dress up too much when you've got something across your face, I guess.
Yeah, and the makeup situation's challenging too.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of mask that does look good? I've seen little rhinestone glitter, sparkle.
Yeah, those don't even cover anything.
matchy outfit.
They have holes. It's just like so silly that that's even a thing.
I saw the bikini, like a matching bikini with the bikini mask. So that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a summer trend. Well, so do you forecast that online shopping is ever going to go away? Because
never going away.
But I do miss going into stores and trying on articles of clothing.
Yeah.
It's very weird shopping experience right now.
It's weird. People say retail is like dying, but I don't think that's true. I think people love to shop. You know, I think I know for myself, it's really important for me to, like, feel the clothes and see how it fits, you know what I mean, before you put it on, like, how it's hanging or draping. I just, I appreciate online shopping, obviously, and it's convenient and it helps, but I like, when I'm prepping, I really like...
It's to feel the feel of things.
I like to be there.
So you must get clothing from like every major designer in the world.
I do.
And they're all like, use it, take it.
Well, I do. It depends on the client, obviously. Everyone has different relationships with different brands, and it's sort of my job to maintain that. So, you know, a brand might want to dress one of my clients, but maybe not want to dress the other, and I have to make sure that I'm, you know, managing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big part of the job that a lot of people don't know about, actually.
The brand management.
Yeah. Just managing relationships.
And then it's so hard to find clothing that is comfortable, that looks good on people. So I feel like you excel at that, because you put people in, it looks like they feel good wearing it and their body likes it. It doesn't feel like all tight and constrained and, you know, where you're uncomfortable and you want to tear it off at the end of the evening.
I, like, comfort is so important to me. Like, I won't even walk out the door, you know, if I'm uncomfortable. And I think when you, like, it's the same thing with what you do. You know, when someone feels good, they look good, they feel good. And
totally,
it's so much about what I do, you know.
Well, so what's the theme for the next Met Gala? Are you allowed to say?
I'm not, or we don't even know. I heard a rumor, but I don't know if it's true, so I don't want to say yet.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't started working on it yet, but it seems like it's happening. And I'm very excited, and I'm just thrilled to hear that Vogue feels like, you know, an event like that can happen in September.
I'm
they
sure.
must know something, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so happy. I'm ready. So ready.
Do you feel like New York is coming back to life slowly? Have you been to New York since the pandemic?
I have been. I'm from there. So I was there in September, and I was there for Christmas. And it felt okay in September, truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And then LA feels really good.
LA does feel like it's coming back really alive. So yeah, I'm happy.
It feels like... Yeah, we're really close, you know?
Definitely.
Thank God. Thank God.
It's been a long haul.
It has. It has been a crazy year, but I learned a lot in this year.
Did you take time off, or did you have even more work than ever?
No, I mean, the beginning, it was definitely, there was nothing. You know, no one knew what the hell was going on, I actually had COVID. I was totally fine. I had very mild symptoms, but I was obviously quarantined.
Yeah.
But no one needed anything. It wasn't, you know. And over the first couple months, I think everyone really was off, and then sort of figured out how to work remotely, and we started doing fittings on Zoom and FaceTime and just shipping people stuff. And
oh, wow. So you had to go virtual too.
Yeah, we did virtual photo shoots and... all kinds of stuff, honestly, and it's kind of incredible. I was so impressed with my industry, you know, that they figured it out, how we could, you know, carry on slightly. And
yes, because this was devastating for, like, no events, no red carpet, so it was very cool to see photographers doing virtual photo shoots and from afar. So hopefully this coming year we'll have all kinds of new challenges and new creative projects for you. Anything coming up in the horizon you want to mention for everybody to check out? So you've got your sweatpants coming out.
My brand, The Local Love Club, is launching the end of April. I'm so excited for people to see it and share a little bit more love and kindness in this, you know, rough world. And, you know, you can find me on Instagram, Style Me Maeve. And, just grateful to be doing what I love, you know?
Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks.
It's awesome to hear about your experience.
Thank you for having me.
We'd love to see your beautiful clothes in the media and styling on all these fabulous ladies out there.
Thank you.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. Mm-hmm. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And you can also check out our website, beautybydrk.com. That's where we have the very best skincare, stem cell growth factors, high dose vitamin C, retinol, things that your skin needs to look as pretty as this beauty right here. That's it for now. Thanks, Maeve.
Thank you.